What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 234. In this episode, I'll discuss an article comparing two insulin doses for the treatment of hyperkalemia in patients with renal insufficiency, answer the drug information question, how long can you use high-dose insulin for a calcium channel blocker overdose, and share a resource for learning about pharmacologic issues and anesthesia. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode234. The article for this episode recently appeared in a weekly literature digest for members of my Critical Care Pharmacy Academy. Every week, I send Academy members a summary of the most important Critical Care Pharmacy articles, including my analysis of where the article fits in practice. You can find out more at pharmacyjoe.com/academy. The article is A Comparison of Insulin Doses for the Treatment of Hyperkalemia in Patients with Renal Insufficiency. The lead author is Heather LaRue. This was published in Pharmacotherapy October 2017. Hyperkalemia is a frequently encountered medical emergency in hospital patients and those presenting to an emergency room. The typical dose of 10 units IV insulin and 25 grams IV dextrose for hyperkalemia treatment is arbitrary. There's never been a dose-finding study to determine the optimal dose of insulin to treat hyperkalemia. An internal study at Rush University Medical Center revealed that the majority of hyperkalemia patients that experience hypoglycemia were non-diabetics with renal insufficiency. This internal study prompted many clinicians to reduce the dose of insulin used for hyperkalemia treatment to 5 units instead of the usual 10 units. The authors of this study conducted a retrospective review of the safety and efficacy of 5 units versus 10 units of insulin for the treatment of hyperkalemia in patients with renal insufficiency. 675 patients met the inclusion criteria, which were age 18 years or older, serum potassium greater than 5, renal insufficiency, and either 5 or 10 units of IV regular insulin were given in the emergency department. Of these patients, about 20% received 5 units of insulin and 80% received 10 units. The primary outcome was the incidence of blood glucose less than 70 milligrams per deciliter. Secondary outcomes were the incidence of blood glucose less than 40 and change in serum potassium after insulin therapy. Hypoglycemia occurred in 19.5% of the patients who received 5 units of insulin and 28.6% of patients who received 10 units. This difference was statistically significant. Severe hypoglycemia with blood glucose less than 40 occurred less frequently in patients who received 5 units of insulin. However, the confidence interval did include 0. Unexpectedly, the change in serum potassium was similar between groups, with a decrease of 0.8 MEQs per liter in the 5-unit group and a decrease of 0.7 MEQs per liter in the 10-unit group. The authors concluded in patients with renal insufficiency and hyperkalemia, 5 units of insulin reduced serum potassium to the same extent as 10 units, but with a lower rate of hypoglycemia, and that further controlled studies are needed to confirm these findings. I do need to see controlled data before abandoning the standard 10 units of insulin for hyperkalemia. However, I have heard other clinicians advocate for giving 50 grams of dextrose as opposed to just 25 grams after giving insulin for hyperkalemia. Until the 5-unit insulin dose performs well in a randomized trial, I'd rather give more dextrose than less insulin to combat hypoglycemia during hyperkalemia treatment. The drug information question for this episode is, how long can you use high-dose insulin for a calcium channel blocker overdose? The answer is, the optimal duration of high-dose insulin therapy is unknown. Case reports describe use for up to 49 hours. Non-insulin treatments often fail when treating calcium channel blocker overdose, and some calcium channel blockers, such as amlodipine, have half-lives exceeding 30 hours. For this reason, I would continue high-dose insulin therapy for as long as a patient with calcium channel blocker overdose requires inotropic support to maintain adequate hemodynamics. And the resource for this episode is the free online encyclopedia provided by openanesthesia.org. Open Anesthesia is sponsored by the International Anesthesia Research Society. Their online encyclopedia contains hundreds of entries, many of which provide pharmacologic explanations for various areas of anesthesiology. For example, the encyclopedia contains a useful entry on the pharmacology of inhaled anesthetics. And you get a link directly to this part of the encyclopedia at the end of the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode234. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.